Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 15th of January 2023 is Shooting of James Ashley. James Ashley, 1958, the 15th of January 1998, was a British man shot dead by police at his flat in St. Leonards-on-Sea, East Sussex, on the 15th of January 1998, while unarmed and naked. Armed officers had been sent to raid the flat based on reports that Ashley kept a firearm and a quantity of cocaine there, and to arrest Ashley and another man in connection with a stabbing. No firearm or significant quantity of drugs was found, the other man was not present, and it later emerged that Ashley was not implicated in the stabbing. Ashley, likely woken by the noise of the raid, was out of bed when an officer entered his bedroom. On seeing the officer, Ashley raised one arm and the officer reacted by firing a single shot. Later that morning, Sussex Police's Chief Constable, Paul Whitehouse, held a press conference in which he praised the conduct of the operation. Two inquiries were held by outside forces under the auspices of the Police Complaints Authority, PCA, both of which strongly criticized the raid. The first found that the use of armed officers breached national guidelines, that the raid team had been inadequately trained, and that the officers in charge of it had received no training for their roles and had misrepresented intelligence in order to gain authorization for the operation. The second inquiry accused Whitehouse, Deputy Chief Constable Mark Jordan, and Sussex's two assistant chief constables of colluding to obstruct the first. It suggested that Whitehouse knowingly gave false statements in his press conference, and recommended criminal charges against three of the four. The officer who shot Ashley was charged with murder in 2001 but acquitted on the grounds of self-defense. The officers who led the operation were charged with misconduct in public office, and were also acquitted. No criminal charges were brought against the chief officers, but Jordan and Whitehouse both faced disciplinary proceedings. Jordan was suspended, and allowed to retire in 2001. Whitehouse resigned in the same year under pressure from the Home Secretary, David Blunkett. His successor publicly apologized to Ashley's family in 2003. Ashley's father and son sued the police for negligence and battery, in Ashley v. Chief Constable of Sussex Police. The police offered to settle all damages under the action for negligence, and the other claims were struck out at the High Court, which the family appealed. The case reached the House of Lords, then the United Kingdom's highest court, where the appeal was successful. The Lords confirmed that the threshold for a plea of self-defense in a civil case was higher than in a criminal one, and that it was for the litigants, not the judge, to decide which causes of action to pursue, even where no further damages were available. Ashley's death has been compared to other mistaken police shootings, including those of Stephen Waldorf, John Shorthouse, Harry Stanley, and Jean Charles de Menezes. It was one of the cases considered in a 2003 report by the PCA, which recommended stronger control of armed operations and equipping armed officers with non-lethal alternatives, such as tasers. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 0:54 UTC on Sunday, the 15th of January 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Shooting of James Ashley. This podcast is produced by Arbul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Brian Neural. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.